There have been reports throughout the country that anti-Arab and anti-Muslim attacks have been taking place. New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani and President Bush have both explicitly warned against such attacks, saying they will not be tolerated. Joining us now is Hussein Ibish from the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee. Thank you for coming
in.
It's
a pleasure.
What exactly is your organization doing now?
Well, of course, we're monitoring all of the reports from around the country, and we're working with the Justice Department, the FBI, the police forces in many different metro regions to make sure that insofar as it's possible to anticipate these hate crimes, and there really has been a most disturbing wave of them, including some very, very violent incidents, that insofar as it's possible to anticipate them, that these are thwarted. We're also urging people to exercise caution, be aware, work with the police, work with us, a civil rights organization. And we've prepared a number of informational packets, and we've done a lot of outreach from the community. We've tried to express the grief and the pain of the Arab American community to the rest of the society. And we've tried to provide materials to help educators and employers cope with tensions in the workplace and in schools. And we've tried to provide information also generally about Arab Americans, the Arab world, and Islam for our fellow citizens who might be very confused, understandably, at the moment.
I always wonder about these kind of packets of information, as valuable as they are, if you end up preaching to the choir. People who already know are the ones going to pick up those packets.
What we can try to do is reach out beyond the choir. I agree with that. I think employers and educators have been coming to us. So that's not the choir. We work with them, but they have said to us, we need information from you, we need help, we need guidance. We've been providing that. I think it's very important for the rest of American society to know that the Arab American community was a target, that we've experienced the same thing as everybody else. We've been victimized, our friends and relatives have been killed, and we feel the same anguish, grief, shock, horror, pain, and anger. But those who have turned against their fellow citizens lack an appropriate target to vent their frustration. All we know, we see pictures of a bearded man who lives in a cave in the remotest part of the remotest country in the world, who has an organization that people find it very hard to imagine what it's like. I do, certainly. I think that has added to the impulse that some people have given way to blame all Arabs and all Muslims generally and turn against their fellow Americans. It's very unfortunate. The mood behind these attacks is somehow Arab Americans and Muslims are other, are different, are outside. And the truth is we are deeply woven into the fabric of this society. So every single element of this has involved us, and we want people to know that.
Hussein Ibish is from the American Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee. Thank you, Mr. Ibish.
It's been a pleasure.